Edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours. I got two really good interviews for you. I'm going to bring a guy named Kevin Canada on the first hour, and he's going to talk to you about how he has been raked over the coals by this fascist government that we live in. And then in the second hour, we're going to talk to Kevin Abrams and talk about his book, The Pink Swastika, and he's going to give you the inside story on exactly some very interesting things regarding homosexuality in the Bush administration, as well as how it began in the Nazi party. And you're going to be surprised on what you hear. So those are the two interviews for today. I wanted to mention on my show yesterday, I brought on in the second hour Michael Cook, and he's been now placed in a psych ward. And I've got a story. You got to read his statement. I read most of it yesterday on my show, but you have to read his statement on my website at www.arcticbeacon.com. And I'll tell you what, you are going to be really surprised at what you find out. Now, Mike is a 9/11 activist, and I said my website, the Kentucky teacher placed in psych ward for declaring 9/11 an inside job. Can you believe it? Michael Cook was also visited by Secret Service agents and then became subject of federal charges for speaking out against Bush before a 2006 speech at Northern Kentucky University. Agents also confiscated his weapons, safely kept at his home, even though legally registered. So basically, his whole story began when he started talking about 9/11 to a teacher's aide at where he was he worked in a school district in Covington, Kentucky, and also mentioned that he carried a weapon that was legally registered because he feared for his life because of certain things that happened to him in the past because of his activism. And that got to the head of the school district, who called the police. That same, the next day, they placed him in a mental ward, and that was for 45 days. He got out, and then he began to protest Bush's speech and sent emails to the Kentucky University president stating that he felt a 9/11 truth movie should be shown prior to Bush's speech, and as well as Bush should be tried for treason and shot. At that point, the Kentucky president must have sent this on to the White House before Bush's speech. Fisher was visited by Secret Service agents who confiscated his weapons. Later, the weapons were returned because they were legally registered. But however, a couple months later, the agents came back, took his weapons, and stated that because he was placed in a psych ward, and I might add illegally, for no reason, you can't have weapons, and took his weapons again, which consisted of the 45 caliber pistol he had legally registered, and a 22, I believe. Then what happens? He gets served gets a summons served. I believe it was in June of 2006, and now he's up on federal charges. And just yesterday, before he came on my show to tell the story, he then at 2 p.m. Eastern time was carted off to a federal psych medical center, and he is there now. So he doesn't know how long he's going to be there. So we're going to follow that story. We'll be back with my guests in about 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. InnerHealth uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit InnerHealth at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. InnerHealth is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
I'm walking towards Washington.
Walk to pieces, come.
All right, we are back on the Investigative Journal, and before I get to my guest, Kevin Canada from Telluride, Colorado, it's a story, you know, folks, that is happening more and more in America. People are standing up to this fascist government. They have stories to tell. Kevin's phone has been bugged, his emails, and he's had trouble over the years, and I just wanted his story to be told, and we will get to that in a minute. I had two things to mention. First, I wanted to update you on the Leo Wanta story, which isn't much of an update. Go to my website at Arctic Beacon, and you can go through my archives and see how many stories over the years, over the last year and a half, I've run on this, on Leo. And what happened really, he came out and he wanted to repatriate $4.5 trillion and talked about how the last three presidential administrations have been using an offshore fund to basically bypass any kind of congressional authority and do what they want with the money. And it was set up by Ronald Reagan, and Leo worked for Reagan as the Treasury agent, was one who was a financial advisor who destabilized the ruble and created all these offshore accounts and made a fortune. Well, he was put in a Swiss jail and then put in jail here in America, and when he got released, he tried to work out a deal to get some of his money back, and supposedly worked out a deal for $4.5 trillion, and he was going to bring that back to the economy, and $1.5 was going to go into the Treasury, and he was going to use the rest to bolster American economy. Well, the money's never been released, and there's been stories about it going into this bank, that bank, and, you know, I tried to, after about 6 months of patiently listening to what would amount to be a lot of financial mumbo-jumbo, I decided to question where the money was and who was holding it up, besides the illegal Bush administration. And I questioned whether the Vatican was involved, because you know they are the richest organization in the world. We're involved in creating the Federal Reserve System. And I questioned whether they were holding it up. Well, they got upset with me, Leo. Not Leo, he wasn't talking at that point, stating that he had to go undercover because of a gag order. But through his agent, Michael Cottrelli, I mentioned that, and they categorically denied it. Well, that makes me suspicious. And then they came out with a story through one of their propaganda agents in England who stated that the Vatican was actually helping them to get the money into the American economy. And then I really started to question this story, and it never has been released. So then after that, there's been a couple people coming out. V.K. Durham, who has a trust fund, her husband was killed, and he was an Army colonel who was an overseer of many CIA bank accounts, and he was killed, according to V.K. Durham, his wife. And she had a trust firm called the Durham Trust, and she started to question Wanta because she said that he was involved with these guys, actually working with them as a good old boy PSYOP agent. Well, when I wanted to get an answer to that, they just shut me down completely. They don't want to talk anymore. So that makes me a little suspicious. I just wanted you to know that. But anyway, I still haven't given up hope, and I still don't know the whole story about Leo, but it is interesting. And people ask me, why did you do this? And I said, well, listen, I'm a journalist, and this story has some validity because behind the scenes, there have been trillions of dollars ripped off by the Bush administration. Now, whether Leo's involved with them or not is irrelevant. We know that, and I think we should look into what Reagan really did with creating the offshore bank accounts, and that's the reason for the story. Now, that's where it stands. The money's still not released, supposedly, and we have all these trillions of dollars floating out there and being used by the last three presidential administrations, not to benefit this economy, but to bring it down. So I wanted to update you on that. Let me get right to my guest, Kevin Canada. Kevin is an American. I guess he's an American doing above average things. He tried to, he got involved somehow with the powers that be years ago. And then now, when he realized what was happening, he tried to tell the truth. And boy, did he get slammed. And then he's become an activist now. So he's living in Telluride, Colorado, a beautiful place. And I wanted to bring him on and share his story with you. Kevin, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I guess the best way to do is to start off and just tell me what happened to you. And let's go from there.
Well, after listening to your guest yesterday, his name was Mr. Cook, I believe.
Yeah, Michael.
Michael Cook. I was going, wow, where have I heard that story before? And that really motivated me to try to get in touch with you and let you know that this is not the only case. I got involved with, I call them the Bush crime family because I think that's what they are. But I got involved. At the time, I thought they were I thought it would be wonderful to have a Christian president, George Bush. And so I started writing. I wrote Colin Powell a letter, and I told him I thought he'd make a great president. And I was involved in a Christian ministry in Florida. It was a black youth ministry, and there were so many kids.
It's a time frame now. When was this going on?
This was prior to 9/11. This was about, I left Florida in 99. And so I started writing Colin Powell just right about then. And I wrote him some letters, and I thought he'd make a great president. I felt really strongly about it. I don't know. I think, God kind of changes your heart, and you want to make a difference. And so I thought we needed a black president to make a difference in this country. And anyway, so he wrote me back a nice little note, and I kind of said, wow. I couldn't kind of believe that he actually took the time to write me a note. And he said he had no intentions of going into politics at this time, and that he wanted to be who's involved with America's Promise, a youth organization to help disadvantaged youth. And so I said, well, that's cool. So I showed it to my pastor, and I had no idea how involved they were with this right-wing whole thing. This Christian movement was involved in politics, and that kind of got me involved in this whole thing. And so I came back here, and I didn't really hear much from Powell or anything. I came back, and I got my MBA started working on my MBA at DU, University of Denver, and so I started sending Powell some case studies from the global community, and sure enough, I'd hear my ideas on the news. And there was Pell back in politics, and he said he'd never be in politics again. There he was, the Secretary of State. So yeah, I thought, wow. So I sent him some ideas, and then 9/11 hit, and so I wrote him a little letter. Says, well, thank God the terrorists didn't have nuclear weapons. At that time, I really believed 9/11 was the real deal, and I served in special forces, and I was in we were in Lebanon. We pulled all those guys out of the barracks the Marine barracks. So I was kind of sensitive to this.
You do have a military background, correct?
Oh yeah, I was a captain when I got out.
And what branch of the service?
Army.
Okay.
And so I wrote him a letter, and I was really upset. I think the whole country was upset that they could do this to us. I mean, I was, you know, I think a lot of us were ready to go fight, because that's what we thought was the real thing going on. But so I just wrote him a letter. I thought, geez, thank God they didn't have nuclear weapons, these terrorists. And then after that, all I heard was weapons of mass destruction. I tell you, Greg, this pissed me off. Because okay. I felt they took an idea that I sent, just an innocent idea, and I don't know, I think they were doing everything they could to justify this war going into Iraq, and here was another excuse, you know, oh, we hadn't thought about that. And well, I'm sure they did, but they hadn't voiced it the way I think, you know. So I regretted it so much after I wrote that letter that they would even consider something, because it was never written in that manner. And so that's what really started my whole activism.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I always enjoy stories like this, and I think people do too. You were an Army captain, and you were very patriotic. You believed 9/11 actually did occur the way the government said it did. You had communications with Powell. I was wondering, what were your thoughts right when 9/11 hit? Just tell me what you felt with your background and what you were involved with in your life. How did you feel?
Well, as I said, we were involved, and we pulled all these bodies out of the Lebanon there, and I felt, you know, nobody wants to go to war, especially, you know, a military person. The last thing, you know, we want is war. And so, you know, but I was ready to go. We were ready to go. We were packed up. We were ready to go to a war over there in Lebanon. But so I started thinking, well, maybe we should have gone. Maybe we should have taken care of business when we had to at that time. And at the time, I didn't know. I believed all this stuff was true. I believed all these, you know, terrorists were real. And I was, like, disoriented. I mean, what was going on here? And so I wrote him. I wrote Powell. And I said, well, you know, maybe, we should have taken care of business when we had a chance. So, I mean, I you know, you think about those things. I think a lot of us were angry and upset at this event. But you know, when I started digging into what was going on with this country and why we were going to war and what our foreign policies were and what drug us to the point where we were at, I totally became totally against any kind of war, because I knew, I mean, we created Saddam Hussein, we created Osama bin Laden, we created all this stuff, and I thought we were finally getting some of our just reward. But I had no idea the government was involved in doing this itself. I think I just had more of a natural reaction about, like most of us felt, you know, we were angry when this happened, and, you know, we didn't know what, you know, why are these people attacking us? But I think that just led me down a whole road.
Well, of, you know, I get a little different background, but I guess the first thing that made that you look at 9/11, and I want to get it from your point of view as a military man, I found it so suspicious that they came out so quickly with the culprits. And everything to me, after I looked at it, even the second day, I said, boy, this is a very well-planned media, the way they're presenting this to the American people.
Well, I think we were all duped.
Right. And, you know, I'm going to get back to you and figure out when you really realized it and what happened to you since. We'll be back after this short break with Kevin Canada on the Investigative Journal.
Desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Broken lives, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads.
All right, if you're a 9/11 activist, if you're someone that figured out the truth about 9/11, no matter when, if it was the day after or 5 years later, you got a story to tell. Today's the time to do it. 800-313-9443. Call me. I just wanted to give a program note also that Republic Broadcasting Network, you go to www.republicbroadcasting.org, and that's the new website. There was a little turmoil over that in the last week, but it's getting straightened out, according to the people at the station. And also, I wanted to mention that the archives will be up soon. So all the shows are being taped now, and I know a lot of people rely on those. So they're going to be up soon, and you'll be able to listen then at your leisure. But we're working without the archives right now, and that'll be cleared up soon. And as you know, things in the radio business sometimes can be tumultuous and difficult, but you know what? The truth always has a way of getting out, and we will continue to always broadcast that because it's so needed, especially in a story like this that we're talking about, 9/11. 9/11 from the point of view of activists, people that have actually been involved with trying to get to the truth and how they've been slammed by the Bush administration. I've talked to over the years, you know, hundreds of people who have had their phones tapped, their emails bugged, their meetings infiltrated. I mean, to the extent that people go, well, wow, can that happen in America? Well, yes, it can, because that's how they operated in the old Soviet Union. That's how they operated in Nazi Germany, and that's what they're doing here. And so you people out there on the front lines of 9/11, and I'm talking about people like Kevin Canada here on my show right now, and others like Michael Cook yesterday, who was just put in a mental ward for stating that 9/11 was an inside job. And I wanted to get your impression on this, Kevin. He actually was hauled off the first time after a teacher's aide ratted on him to her boss. The police came out and immediately took him to St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Kentucky. He said that he talked to a Dr. Pettit for no longer than 30 seconds to a minute, and all he said to him was that 9/11 was an inside job, he thought, meaning the government was involved. And guess what Dr. Pettit then says? You're a paranoid schizophrenic.
Oh, do I have to guess what this guy probably said? He's being railroaded from beginning to end. If he had any sense, he'd go to Canada and get the heck away from these people. Because once they get their hands on you, God only knows what these people can do. Since I started fighting back and I started putting pieces together for myself, I knew the minute I started hearing these weapons of mass destruction stuff after I just wrote Powell. We all heard about Ground Zero. I thought, God, this sounds a lot like a nuclear bomb. I mean, what if these guys actually got a weapon like that? Believing, like an idiot, that this was really happening.
And he responded to you, though, right, with notes?
He wrote me a personal note one time, and then I start hearing my ideas on, you know, and I go, well, because, well, my pastor was good friends with Bush's pastor, and I really believed in this man in the beginning.
And what kind of ideas did you send him? What were your back? We'll
stuff,
go back to
stuff about the global community, how we needed to work together to make this a better world, and you know, just things to try to make a difference. I thought, you know, maybe I can make a difference. So I knew they were listening to some of those things. But when I heard this weapons of mass destruction right after I'd written Powell. And then when he went to the UN, I was so outraged and angry because I knew they were a bunch of lying, you know. I said this can't go on. This can't happen because they're taking us to war. And I knew Mark Bush was leading us to war. So actually, I started writing people. That's when I really became a real activist and started investigating everything about these people, where we've been, where this administration has been, and where our foreign policy has taken us, why we're going down these roads. And I just started uncovering a can of worms. So, I was finishing up my MBA, and all of a sudden, Dick Cheney's daughter shows up my MBA program, and this was just prior to us going into Iraq. So I'm still trying to fight. It's going. I'm getting right my congressman, right anybody who will listen, say these guys are lying. Something's wrong here. And so my last attempt was I wrote an email to, actually it was anonymous, but I think they figured out who it was, and to her, because we had all the emails for everybody in our MBA program.
To who? To Cheney's daughter?
Yeah, I would have wrote the Pope if it would have helped. Because I mean, that's
I'll
how
tell you what it won't, because he's involved with it too.
If I expressed how I really felt about these criminals, I mean, I can't tell you the depths of lies that are going on in this administration and what they're doing. And, you know, and the more, you know, you start to hear about this project for the New American Century, and they have an agenda, and next is Iran. And, you know, I don't know. I just think, you know, and we look back at all the history of all these false flag incidences and, you know, Pearl Harbor, and you just start to put all the pieces together. And unless we come really and start to look at this beast truly in the face, God knows where we're going to go as a country. We're going to be at war all the time.
Well, I'm interested to hear what you said to Cheney's daughter, and she was actually in your master's program at Denver University. So let's get back to that right after this short break. My guest is Kevin Canada from Telluride, Colorado, former captain in the Army, now turned activist. Back in about 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. My guest is Kevin Canada. And Kevin, I did want to get into that story about you sent something to Cheney's daughter. She was in your master's program.
Right.
What was that?
Well, I said at that point I was doing everything I could to stop the war, and because I knew it was bogus. And Cheney's daughter mysteriously shows up in my same MBA program. It was, wow, that's a little strange.
Denver University?
Yeah, University of Denver Executive MBA program. And okay. So she shows up there, and I go, this is strange. But, you know, everything was strange at that point. And I was actually living in Netherlands at that time, and I told you about that. But
Netherlands, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's familiar. I'm looking right out the door here at 380 Peak-to-Peak Highway.
Yeah,
you know where that's at.
Sure do.
Wow.
I sent an anonymous email to her and some of my other fellow classmates trying to stop the war, because this was like right on the verge. Everybody was demonstrating. And so I thought, well, this is my attempt to try something. And so I just, you know, pleaded to stop this war. And I didn't hear anything. And then I wound up moving down to Lafayette about 6 months later for some health reasons. And then I wanted to go to the career advising center there at DU, And they said they were going to help me, and I was kind of struggling because of some of my health issues. I wound up having ear implants put in at a VA hospital, and they botched one of them. My whole face got infected. I wound up with peritonitis, almost died. Had 8 surgeries in 2 years. My congressman, Mark Udall, had to get involved. That's how bad it was because of how much they screwed me up at the VA hospital, and then they start lying about it. Well, that's a whole other story.
Another story in itself, but that's not uncommon.
It's unbelievable, the medical corruption in this country. But that's another.
Go fight for your country, and then when you have to get something taken care of,
it's another story. I think the VA in Cheney, something's going on there too, because this is where my life really started to become a nightmare. I go into my career center at DU trying to get some help for career advising. And so all of a sudden they say, well, we'll put you through this little program and we'll evaluate all your skills and everything. And so I said, great. And so it was actually by private people in downtown Denver. And, wow, this is really unusual. They're going to actually pay for me to go to this private program. And so I show up there and I start going through it. And it winds up, I wind up having to see a shrink to go through this whole process. And they're going to evaluate me. And then she starts asking all kinds of personal questions. And I go, what? You know, they bring in this psychologist. I mean, this is not a normal career advising program. I'm sorry here. And so, I got really irate at that point because I knew something was going on with this going, you know, this whole thing. And so that was the beginning. And then, I just walked out of the office and I just wasn't going to deal with it. This thing they kind of railroaded me into. And I complained to the career department, and I finally went to the dean of my MBA program. I wrote him an email, and then I got some certified letter. I sent another email to him complaining, and then the four armed campus security police show up at my door. I was
Now, who did you send the email to?
To my dean, complaining about what these people were, this psychological program they would put me into. Mm-hmm. For supposed career advancement, and so not so long after, four security guards or security people, including the head of all security on campus there, show up at my door. Looks like a SWAT team, and pretty much just kind of terrorize me and tell me and ban. I was told I'd be trespassing if I ever go back to DU, my alma mater. I got my undergraduate degree there. I graduated with honors from my MBA and my undergraduate program. Now I can never go back to my alma mater, my school. So I was just dumbfounded. What the hell's going on? What are these people doing to me? I mean, I graduated at the top of my class. I got letters of recommendation from all my professors, and I wrote best business plans. You know, so, you know, I worked hard, and I did a good job, and then this is what I get. So I knew at that point I was dealing with something much bigger than anything with GU. And then I started putting the two and two together, and I realized, well, my email to me, I'm sure they were figuring. But, you know, and it was nothing bad, and it was an anti-war email. My last resort was trying to stop this war, and I sent this to her. So I wind up having, because of my disability and because of all the problems, I go to the VA hospital and for a compensation and disability exam, and then they tell me, they diagnose me with a personality disorder. I mean, it becomes more unbelievable. I mean, I've never had any psychological issues ever in my life, and all of a sudden I'm getting evaluated. I mean, I was suffering from an illness, but my God, I mean, where does this stuff start to happen to people because you have an illness? I mean, that was a total separate issue. But
these guys do, and it's just really the way the system of America is set up. Basically, what they're doing now is using the psychiatric community to keep people away from, like, for example, like Mike's case. Instead of giving him a hearing and a trial and deal with the issues at all levels, at a school district, at the state, and at the federal level, they get you into these psychiatric programs and put you away for evaluation.
They can do anything.
Evaluations, for example, I had one woman on. In similar circumstances, when she was up fighting the Bush administration on this war, her evaluation in a federal mental institution lasted 1 year.
Well, once they get their hooks in you, man, they can. I mean, now I filed a lawsuit because against the VA because of this. Well, it wasn't only this, it was because of misdiagnosis and mal. I mean, I went through like they did four wrong surgeries on me, and I finally had to go to private doctors to get diagnosed that I had peritonitis because of the botched ear implants they did at another VA hospital. My whole face got infected. So I went to private ENT doctors. They all immediately diagnosed me properly. Mark Udall had to step in, my congressman, and save my life. And that's how sick I was, and forced them to for me to go to see private doctors. And they all immediately diagnosed me properly with peritonitis. And meanwhile, the VA was saying for years it was all in my head. I needed psychiatric help. It was just unbelievable. And I've never had this happen. I mean, when you're so sick, I mean, it's like, kick them in when you're down. I mean, this is unbelievable. And so I knew there was just something else going on here, you know, and I think from what a lot of my reading I do, the fact Fort Carson, anybody they want to get rid of that who's like a troublemaker or any, they diagnose them with a personality disorder. They don't have to pay benefits. It's non-compensable. It's supposed to be you grew up with this thing, and, you know, and a lot of it is post-traumatic stress some of these guys are suffering from, but it's another way of getting undesirables out of the system or penalize them
and you know the American people. Here's what I tell people, and I hope my listeners listen carefully. If you don't think, for example, many of the listeners on this program are activists, many of them know the truth, have researched it for years, and if you don't think you're on their radar screen, think again, because I've had so many people like you, like Michael Cook, just average Americans trying to get at the truth. I can go, I mean, I wish I could make a list, because I can go to Seattle, I can go to Denver, I can go to Detroit, I can go to Florida. I mean, and names of people that are just in grassroots groups trying to get at the truth, and they're harassed.
I haven't even begun to tell you the other stuff about what's called the media mafia in this country, which most people don't have a clue what's going on. And if you go to surveillanceissues.com, you'll learn about what is really going on with our government and how they use these types of tactics to control people. And the CIA, well, anyways, the CIA showed up at DU. I went there for a job day fair, and I told someone, like an idiot, I thought maybe about going to work for these criminals. I just wanted to see what they're about, and I told some of them about what was going on. And then right after that, my phone started getting tapped, my email started getting tapped. It became nothing but a nightmare. And I told them, you know, how
to actually confront them and tell them. And then next thing you know, your emails are watched. Your phone is tapped. And I mean, I guess maybe I can make a point. Your story a point to people listening. If you're going to fight these guys, you're going to have to fight them out in the open. There's no sense, not thinking.
Yeah.
I have so many listeners. It's time now to take action. They know who you are. Let them know who you are. Tell them who you are. Let's get out there and really get at the truth. And I think if you want to hide behind what you would think, oh, I'm just an average citizen, they're not going to bother me. It isn't going to happen anymore in this country. They have their tentacles out to most everybody that's fighting 9/11 for one, and they've infiltrated 9/11 truth movements with so many people at so many levels that it's time we start figuring out who they are. And I don't really care. I would be open, and I say, listen, if you're on the good side or the bad side, it doesn't matter anymore. Let's fight for the truth. And then, you know what? The fruits of their work will show, and you'll know who's on the good side or bad side is what I'm getting at.
Well, a lot of them are waking up, too. the only thing we can do is keep talking about the truth and telling them, you know, we're not going to put up with this stuff.
If you're a disinformation artist out there, just think about this. At what level you're at, if you're in the lower level of it, you think the bunkers are going to be big enough for you when the you-know-what hits the fan? There's only so much room, and they're not going to protect you either. They're going to turn on you. They're just using you for their own goal. And what you're probably doing is getting some money. These disinformation people get money from these people, and that's how they survive, and they have no conscience, no ability to actually realize that the people in this country are in jeopardy. And they are actually serving the master. That's the way it is.
Yeah, it's going to come back and get them, and it's going to get everybody. But Nicholson, it was just another thing. Nicholson, the VA secretary, who just happens to sit on the Daniels board of directors at my university, or he shows up at the VA director. It was the VA director all of a sudden, and you go, what? You know, what's going on here? And you know, I had filed a lawsuit against this VA hospital, and actually they failed on IG inspection, and just it became. I think there's so much cover up and so much crime, and I know the VA is in cahoots with. God knows what the higher levels are doing in this country to go after people. And I know, I don't know all what's going on, but I know there's a lot of criminal activity at all levels of this government, in all branches and executive branches, and the VA is just another arm, if you ask me, that's corrupt. I know a lot of people who fight this VA because until recently it was almost impossible to get a case. About 4% of maybe even 8% of claims were all that were ever approved. So there's a lot of criminal stuff that goes on in all levels, and the VA is a very corrupt organization, and has been for years. And
by the way, how are you now?
I'm doing better. I mean, I've had 8 surgeries. I'm still seeing private doctors. Thank God, I've got Medicare, Social Security, family, totally disabled, all the things. So I got the heck away from the VA hospital. I never have to step in at all. But they're still trying to corrupt my care. They get all their private doctors to put psychological. He's got some kind of every. It's just been unbelievable, Greg. What the level of corruption that will go on. I moved over here to the Western Slope, and sure enough, there's some kind of psychological remark gets put in my record from an ENT doctor. I mean, what right does an ENT doctor have putting something like that? I mean, that's what goes on. And when you try to fight power, when you try to fight back against the corrupt system. Through normal channels, unless you've got a good attorney, good luck, because they can nail you, and they will use every resource, every corrupt doctor they can find, and they bring in corrupt doctors to do whatever they want at these VA hospitals.
Let me just say this too, and you're in Telluride, Colorado, a beautiful spot, and I want to mention this. This may help you, but one of the reasons, and people that are listening to my show know that I've had on a gentleman named Leo Zagami from Norway. He's actually an Italian. And he's been on my show a number of times, and he was a former high-level member of the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge and worked for the Illuminati for many years. He turned on them about 5 months ago, and then I was the first one to bring him forward in this country. And since then, we've had such a response to the information he's given regarding how they really operate from the Vatican on down. And the Freemason lodges, along with the government and along with many things around the world, all governments being controlled by this New World Order group, who's very deceptive, very duplicitous, using religion, using government. And you'd be surprised. Even Hugo, Mr. Chavez down there works for him. So don't believe anything he says. And this thing,
Chavez's
book is only a smokescreen.
Nicholson used to work at the Vatican before he...
Yeah.
Wonder what's going on there, huh? And now Kissinger's showing up.
I want to ask you about that in a second, but let me finish my thought. What I'm getting is we decided to protect people, and the way you do it is very simple. For example, people like you, people like Michael Cook, others, have always seemed to be working alone. And what we decided to do was create what we call a tour of hope, and that is you get together with 5, 6, 7, 8 people in your town that feel the same way you do. You form a charter which states your goals, which are very simple, and we're putting the goals together. And that charter, you write your name down, sign it just the way America did it in the old days. And you know what? If you get one Tour of Hope group committee in your town, you get one in Detroit, you get one in, we've got at least 15 cities now that want to do this, people in cities. Pretty soon, what happens is it's pretty hard for them to consider you paranoid schizophrenic because you think 9/11 is an inside job, when you can then pinpoint the group you're involved with, and it's a charter group that's formed all over the country and the world, who feel the same way. And so what I'm getting at is that you're protected by others around the country who feel the same way, and you're not isolated.
Well,
and what they try to do is isolate people, no matter what. What they do with the media like me, they isolate me in a small media market. Now, there's no reason the words and the people that have on my show shouldn't be heard by millions around this country, but they isolate.
I applaud RBN and everything they're doing, and John Stettmiller, you guys are doing a wonderful job. When I found this radio station, I said, oh, thank God, really free radio, because I mean, even the Air Americas, I mean, there's They got their tentacles.
Carlton paid for too.
They got their tentacles in all these.
Is what's her name? The girl on Democracy Now, Amy Goodman. I mean, they only go so far, and that's they love to do that. And but they're not going to dig deep and really tell you the truth. And I say this to Amy Goodman, and anybody out there, send her an email. If she wants to come on my show and talk about the Vatican, about the people that I talk about and all the connections, she's welcome to. But I don't think you'll hear a word of it on Democracy Now. Now, is that a free radio? Heck no. It's a gatekeeper radio station. Now, that's not what I like. I don't think anybody has the right to control information. And we'll be back for our final segment with Kevin Canada on the Investigative Journal after this short break.
The truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267, or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Long time.
All right, we're back on the Investigative Journal. And boy, this hour went by fast, Kevin. I got a lot of questions to ask you, and I think I'll hold it off till the next time we have you on. I will follow your story, and maybe in a couple months we'll have you on again and check things out. But I did want to just say this, that although I said one of the methods that the New World Order uses is isolating people in all areas. For example, 9/11 activists get sent to psych wards and basically are made to be made out to be paranoid schizophrenics. What they do in the media is they limit you, they marginalize you when you try to tell the truth. But I did want to mention the good thing is that this show is heard all over the world and millions of people listen to it. And that's why, you know, sometimes they can't even control that. They'll do things like, call me an FBI informant. They call me a Mossad agent. They'll call me a KGB agent. Many, many foolish lies. And that's how they operate, by confusion. So what I wanted to get at with you was to say this, that I really understand what happened. You were an Army captain, saw that 9/11 was a fraud after believing in your country, saw the war was a fraud, and now you're fighting back. You sent some emails to some very important people, and they put you in their list of people to watch and to monitor, and that's basically what's happening now. I don't know if you want to. I don't want to live in a country like that because you have the right of freedom of speech, but it is gone in this country. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I didn't even know I don't even know what to say. I thought I lived in this other country, and then when you start to find out you live in a totally different country, it really shakes you, your whole foundation. You go, God, I thought I lived in a free country, and you realize you don't live in a free country. In fact, you live in a very unfree country when you start to get involved at any kind of level of politics where you're going up against the powers to be. But it's a very, very criminal world I think we live into a certain degree, and the more I learn about these people, I go, oh, my God, it's just another horror story. But I wanted to bring up one other point about the media mafia. One of the things they were doing against me is that when I would get on, write an email to somebody, or I would get on the phone, they would listen to my phone. Next thing I would look on Yahoo, and there's the same topic. It's little stuff. It's called the media mafia, and I couldn't believe it. There's a guy named Paul Bear. He's out of Australia, I believe. You go to surveillanceissues.com, and you can read all about what's going on, really going on in this country, and it'll shock you. And it's all true. It's not a conspiracy. This stuff is going on. And we need to stand up. We need people in Congress who are going to say, this is not America. We need our country back. And we don't have our country back. We have something perverted of what our founders fought for.
And yeah, and there's many people out
rolling
there
over in their grave
who know in their heart there's something wrong, but they just don't want to face this because it's difficult. And they think that if they ignore it, it'll go away. It's not going to go away. And they're going to blindside you one day. And pretty soon you're going to realize what America's all about.
So if they did 9/11, what else are they going to do next? That's what really scares me.
Right. Well, listen, it's been a great hour. I want to thank you for coming on, and we'll keep in touch. And I want to someday come out to Telluride and form that Tour of Hope committee.
Hey, bring it on.
And touch with me about that.
Telluride's a special place and special people. They think differently here.
All right. Form that Tour of Hope group. I'll call you about it.
All right.
We're all out of time. Okay. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Take care.
Okay, we'll be back after this short break with my next guest, Kevin Abrams, and the Pink Swastika, back after this short break.